Welcome to Holden Village. In the fireside room, today's speaker is Sue Dwyer Voss, and she will be speaking on Children's Safety, a puppet show for all. So let's listen in on Sue.
This is a debut of a play that people in the village have been working on for a couple of months now, and they are eager to share this with you. Micah, do you know what you're going to see? Up here there will be puppets who stick their heads out from above these places, and they will talk to us about different kinds of safety, different kinds of ways to keep yourselves safe and to help other people to stay safe. So what we need is everyone to be on this side of the room so that they can see. You have to be able to see in this space and in here. Can you all see here? Okay. Well, I welcome you to this. I ask you to be as quiet as you can so that you can hear what the puppets say. But if they say something funny, you can laugh out loud. Okay? So let's give a round of applause to our... And you know what? I have something very special that belongs just to me. I was born with it, and it changes when I grow. But it's always just mine. Want to know what it is? It's my body! Yeehaw! Like when I hug my father, I'm sharing my body. Or when I sit on my grandma's lap, then I'm sharing my body too. Or when I'm holding a little baby's hand, I'm sharing my body. When I let somebody tickle me, I'm sharing my body. Even when I'm sharing my body, it's always something very special that belongs only to me. Sometimes I don't like to share my body. Like, has anyone ever had someone tickle them too hard? Yeah, then I might not feel like sharing my body. Or if someone wants to give me a big slurpy kiss, bleh, I might not feel like sharing my body. Or if a dog is licking me, ugh, then I might not want to share my body with the dog. Or if somebody's holding me too tightly, I might not feel like sharing my body. If someone wants to touch me any place or any way that makes me feel uncomfortable, I won't share my body. This is what I say. Don't touch me. I don't like it. And if somebody wants me to touch them any place or any way that makes me feel uncomfortable, I won't share my body. This is what I say. No, I won't touch you. I don't like it. Hey, I have some friends here. Let's have them come up and join us. Come on up, you guys.
Hi.
Now, we're going to practice saying things together, and you can help us if you want. Okay, ready? We're going to say, don't touch me, I don't like it, loud and clear. Ready? Don't touch me,
I don't like it.
Good. And now, no, I won't touch you, I don't like it. Ready? No. I won't touch you. I don't like it. That was really good. You'll probably feel warm inside when you share your body because you want to. But if you feel uncomfortable inside, don't share your body. Remember, your body is something very special that belongs only to you. And if somebody does touch you any way you don't like, remember, It's not your fault. You know, my friends and I know a song about our bodies. And if you know it too, you can sing with us. Hit it, Susan.
I know it was May, Christmas and to sneeze, to smell what I want, and to pick when I please. My body's nobody's body but mine. You run your own body, let me run mine.
My lungs were made, now they're when I breathe. I am in charge of just how much I need. My body's nobody's body.
Just are at home for the very first time. All of you, wow. You guys like playing here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun place to play, isn't it? Well, I just came to Holden too. You know what? I'd like to go playing here, but I don't know how I can have fun here and be safe at the same time. You guys have any ideas how we might find out how we can have fun here and be safe? Is there anyone we can ask?
I know!
Who are you?
I'm Krista.
You're Krista. I'm Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Krista, have you been here for a long time?
Yep.
How long?
Well, I don't remember, but I've been here quite a few times. Yep.
Quite a few times. I bet you know a lot about what kinds of things are around here. Like, how about underneath these buildings? Is that a good place to play?
That's not a very safe place to go, because there's all kinds of different stuff that could be sharp and dangerous. So that's a good place to stay away from.
Stay away from there.
Yeah.
I don't
that
like
would
sharp
be smart.
Things. I don't like sharp things. I think I'll stay away from there. How about all these, some of these areas with yellow tape? Have we seen those areas with yellow tape?
Yeah,
we have seen those.
It's caution.
It says caution, you're right. It does say caution.
He's smart.
He is smart. What does caution mean?
It means warning.
It means warning?
Danger.
Danger, right? What else does that mean?
Stay away.
Stay away. Right on.
Smart group.
Yeah, really.
What about up on the tailings? Is that a good place to play? Or any place outside of the village?
Well, if you're with an adult, it's okay to walk around, but you don't want to play on some of the stuff up on that third level.
Oh, third level. Where's that?
Way up there.
Way up there. Okay. I don't think I'll go way up there. I think I'll stay right in here.
Unless you're with your parents or something.
Unless I'm with my parents. Okay. What about some of these vehicles we have? We have some really nice big vehicles. Are those good places to play?
No.
No? What do you guys say?
No.
No?
No way.
No way.
Yeah, we agree with these people out here.
These smart kids, they know.
We know, right? You guys know. What about some of these animals that we have here? Like, what if I see a bear? What should I do?
Then you walk away without running.
Walk away without running.
Boy, he is really smart.
He is really smart. Why don't I want to walk away with
Because if it's another running. Bear, she'll chase you.
She'll chase me. Why does she do that? You know why she does that?
Because she probably thinks that you have cubs or something.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So she might have a cub. What do I do if I see the cub?
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Hey, Eric.
Whenever there's a baby bear, there's a mama bear.
You're right. Wherever there's a baby bear, there's a mama bear. And you know what? She's probably not too far away from me.
Eric?
Do you have something to say?
Yes.
What do you have?
You can't run faster than a bear.
I can't run faster than a bear.
No, wait.
They're so big, I think I could outrun a bear. Do you guys think I could outrun a bear?
No.
No?
They are strong, they could swipe me.
Oh, they could. They
could scratch you.
Yeah, they could scratch me really bad, too. I wouldn't like that.
So, Eric.
Yes, Ben?
It's best to just look at the bear and talk to the bear. And back away slowly.
Back away real slowly.
Turn around.
Real slowly like this?
I think so. I can't see very well.
You're getting a little old, Ben. You might need to get you some glasses.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll walk away very slowly when I see a bear.
Yeah, and the same thing. I got away easy. I just walked away from it.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a good idea. What about the deer and the chipmunks? Are they good to play with?
No.
No? They can bite me.
They can run away.
Mm-hmm.
They will.
That's a good idea. Just look at them.
Just look at them. I'll do that.
Yeah, Marty just said don't feed them.
Don't feed them.
That's right.
I bet if I tried to stick my hand out with some food, I might get bit really hard. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
I'd get bit pretty hard.
Daddy, you'll get hurt.
I'll get hurt with the big horn.
At the playground just now, we just came in. We just saw Daddy Deer. We just
Yeah. They're around here. Okay, I think I'll leave the animals alone. You know what? I feel pretty good about being here.
At Narnia, we had walked to Mm-hmm. And on the way there, we saw footprints of a bear.
And a deer.
Ooh, really?
Cool.
Wow, that's really cool.
That's neat.
But we didn't see it.
Yeah?
I heard a story about a baby bear and daddy, and a mommy bear eating a deer, a big deer.
Wow. Does anyone else have any questions? I see a hand right back there. No touching deers. You're right.
Right.
I won't touch the deer.
They
Does anyone
can kick
else?
Hard.
Yeah, I bet.
The bears can scratch you really hard because they have really long fingernails.
Mm-hmm. They have really long fingernails.
They can bite you too.
Mm-hmm. And they bite me really hard. I think I'll leave them alone.
You guys are so smart.
You guys are so smart. I think you guys know more than I do about being here.
You never get close to bears because or else they'll kill you.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Well, I think I feel pretty good about being here, and I think we'll let Susan come on and say a few more words, and then I think we'll be done.
Did you have something else to say?
Thank you all for coming.
Yeah, you were great.
What happened to your friend?
He's tired.
He's tired.
Yeah.
That's what I meant, okay?
He was going to be
I want to thank each of you for coming. I forgot to tell you that my name is Susan and I'm one of the directors here. And one of our deep desires is to make Holden a fun and safe place for children, a place where children can learn to play with one another, make new friends, learn more about God and God's great love for them. It's not a place that you need to be afraid, but it's a place that you need to be awake and alert and careful so that you can have fun and be safe. I have two more hands up. What did you want to say?
Why was that place so short?
Why was the play so short? Were you eager for a longer play?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we thought if you could remember everything that was in this play, then you knew what you needed to know.
Can the people come out and back?
In a minute, I'll have them come out so you can see them. Yes. What did you want to say, honey? You saw a deer? Did you touch the deer? Because you're so smart. Yeah.
I was Mark Ray.
You must be Richard.
Yes.
I ate lunch with you.
Yes.
R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Okay. Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Don't chase the deer.
No. That would be the other thing. It's not just we shouldn't touch them, but we shouldn't frighten them either. Deer lived in this valley before people did. Yeah, don't chase the deer or scare them or be mean to them. No.
I had this walking stick and I put it down so I wouldn't scare the deer. And then the person that I borrowed it from, they got back in their pants and scared the deer.
You made the wiser choice to put the stick down. Three more questions. Yours? You want
We're
to say?
We're going to say goodbye while you ask those questions.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. We'll have you come on in a minute.
Here you go.
Bye, everyone. Oh, I can see so much better.
I want to introduce our players. This is Eric, who also works on the lawns and gardens here. And this is Janice, who wrote the play.
She played.
She was
the prom girl.
Oh, it's a secret we can't say.
It was the prom girl.
And this is yeah, Sue, who runs Narnia. And this is Pam, who works in the kitchen.
I'm